请弟兄姊妹翻开罗马书十二章。
Can you please turn to Romans chapter 12?
罗马书十二章。
Romans chapter 12.
第一节，所以弟兄们，我以神的慈悲劝你们，将身体献上，当作活祭，是圣洁的，是神所喜悦的，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。
Verse 1, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service. And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God.
第二节，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。今天我跟弟兄姊妹要交通的就是活祭。
Today what we will, what I'm sharing today is a living sacrifice.
奉献的生活就是活祭。
The life of consecration is a living sacrifice.
奉献的生活是我们基督徒属灵生活最基本、最重要的一件事情。
A life of consecration is a very basic but important part of our spiritual growth.
我们属灵生命要成长，一定要从奉献的生活开始。
In order for our spiritual life to mature, we must start with a life of consecration.
所以今天我们要专门的来注意这件奉献的生活这件事情。
So today we will pay special attention to this life of consecration.
我们知道罗马书大概可以分成两个大的部分。
We know that the book of Romans can be split into roughly two parts.
第一章到第十一章，这是讲到神的救恩。
Chapters 1 through 11 speaks of God's salvation.
十二章到末了是讲到人应该有的反应。
And chapter 12 to the end is our response to God's salvation.
第一章到第十一章讲到基督在十字架上已经完成的工作。
Chapters 1 through 11 speaks of the work that has already been completed by our Lord Jesus Christ.
十二章到末了呢，是讲到圣灵在我们里面要准备要活出来的那个生活。
And chapters 12 to the end speaks of the life of the Spirit that we must live out.
前面这一部分讲到神的救恩的时候呢，他讲到三件很重要的事情。
While speaking of the salvation in chapters 1 through 11, it speaks of three important things.
讲到称义，讲到成圣，讲到得荣耀。
It speaks of justification, sanctification, and glorification.
我们这些罪人不单单蒙了主的恩典，罪得以赦免，而且我们可以在神的面前称义。
As sinners, we not only have the grace of God, but we are relieved from the punishment of sin, and we can become
justification
justified through Him.
但是不仅如此，神还使我们能够胜过那个罪的权势。
Amen.
So not only that, we are relieved through His salvation from our sin.
因此我们可以过圣洁的生活。
Therefore, we can live a holy life.
但是神的救恩没有停在这里，圣灵还住在我们里面，使我们的生命有变化。
So not only does our salvation stop here, the Spirit can live within us and change us.
使我们被磨成神儿子的形象。
So that we can mold it to be like the Son of God.
所以神的救恩把我们从罪人带到他儿子的样式。
So our salvation brings us from sinners to the likeness of Jesus Christ.
而且这个救恩不仅是临到犹太人，而且临到所有的人。
And this salvation not only goes to the Jews, but to Gentiles as well.
所以如果我们真的看见了神救恩的伟大，我们自然会有一个反应。
So if we see the greatness of God's salvation, we will naturally have one reaction.
这就是十二章所提到保罗要劝我们 把身体献上当作活祭。
And this is what is spoken of in Romans chapter 12, that Paul has mentioned that we will lift ourselves up as a living sacrifice.
保罗在这里，他的对象是所有的弟兄们，包括弟兄姊妹，所有的人。
Paul presents this to everyone.
很多时候我们觉得一个奉献的生活是向着特别少数的人的呼召。
Many times we think a life of consecration is only to the few.
但这里告诉我们，每一个人，包括你和我，都应该有这样子一个奉献的生活。
But it tells us here that not only you and I, but everyone can have this life of consecration.
而且他呼召我们，不是叫我们去传道。
And he calls us not just to preach the gospel.
他呼召我们不是把我们身外之物给他奉献出来。就是在我们的钱财或者我们的其他的财务奉献。
And he is not asking us to offer our monetary or property.
他要求的乃是我们这个人，这个全人，把它奉献。
He asks that we offer ourselves, our whole bodies to him.
所以你看见奉献的生活不重在工作，而是注重在我们这个人。
So you see that a life of consecration. Isn't emphasized on our
work,
on our work, but on ourselves.
所以不是你要去为主做什么，乃是你怎么为主而活。
So it is not what you do for the Lord, but how it is you live for the Lord.
我们知道在旧约的时候，每一次讲到祭物，那个祭牲，那 sacrifice 都要被杀死的。
So we understand from the Old Testament that a sacrifice must be killed.
所以牛羊这些动物被献上以后呢，他们要被烧成灰的。
So we understand that the animals from a herd or flock must be burned to ashes.
结果就产生了香气，就成为神的食物，讨主的喜悦。
And this is the aroma that is that satisfies the Lord.
在旧约的时候，这是按照律法来献祭的。
So through the Old Testament, we sacrifice because of law.
所以呢，神是按照律法来要求我们来献祭。
So God asks according to the law to have us give him sacrifices.
在新约，神用了重价把我们买回来。
But in the New Testament, he paid a great price to buy us back.
所以他有权利要求我们来奉献。
So it is his right to force us to give him sacrifices.
但是呢，神没有按着他的权利来要求，他是用恩典来劝我们。
But he does not use his right. Instead, he uses his grace.
所以这里就特别讲了，弟兄们，我以神的慈悲来劝。
So it says here,
I beseech you.
I beseech you, brethren.
所以在这里给我们看见神。可以用权力来要求，但他却用恩典来对待我们。
So we see here that although God can use His right to ask things of us, He uses His grace.
这是神的恩典。
And this is God's grace.
他盼望我们因着爱的缘故呢，我们把自己献上。
And He wants us out of love to offer ourselves to Him.
就很多时候，我们基督徒生命软弱的原因，就是我们对奉献不认识。
Many times we feel that our flesh is weak because we misunderstand the life of consecration.
我们不知道什么是真正奉献的意义，以及我们该怎么样来奉献。
Since we do not understand how to sacrifice, we don't know how to give ourselves up.
但是奉献的生活却是这么的基本和重要。
But this life of consecration is very basic, but very important.
从前在献祭的时候，特别是燔祭 burn offering 的时候呢，他不但早上要献，而且他晚上还要献。
In the Old Testament, when you give a burnt offering, you not only give this offering in the daytime, but you also give it in the evening time.
当他们献了一个祭物，一个 sacrifice 的时候，从早上就一直烧到晚上，烧成灰。
So once they start the sacrifice, it burns from morning until night.
到了晚上，他就烧成灰了。以后呢，他又献上另外一个 sacrifice， 一个祭物在坛上继续烧。
So once the sacrifice becomes ashes, they then sacrifice another animal.
所以你看，祭坛的火从来没有熄灭过。
So the fire on the altar never vanishes.
在特别的节日的时候呢，要献更多的祭物。
And during special occasions, they have more sacrifices.
这就是说呢，我们的奉献不但是早上要奉献，晚上要奉献。
So this tells us that we must not only sacrifice in the daytime, but we also must sacrifice and in the evening.
就是在特别的场合，我们蒙了特别的恩典的时候，我们要把自己更多的献上。
And when we receive special blessings, we must offer ourselves more.
他说这样子献的时候呢，他说是圣洁的。
This is a holy sacrifice.
所以你就看见呢，怎么样过圣洁的生活呢？是从奉献的生活开始的。
So to live a holy life, you must live.
From sacrifice.
You must start with sacrifice.
对，而且呢，他不但是说这是圣洁的，而且他是说呢，这是神所喜悦的。
And this is not only holy, but it satisfies the Lord.
你要知道，很多时候我们说神爱我。
Many times when we say that God loves us,
神的确是爱我们。
He does love us.
但是呢，我们所做的事情不一定讨神的喜悦。
But the things we do may not please the Lord.
但是有一件事情这边讲得很清楚，神喜悦什么呢？我们过奉献的生活。
But one thing that He specifically is pleased with is that we live a life of consecration.
而且他说呢，你们如此侍奉乃是理所当然的。换句话，这是一个合理的侍奉。
And this becomes our reasonable service.
所以很多时候我们以为侍奉神是做什么，但这里告诉我们，侍奉神合理的侍奉呢，是把身体献上。
So it says here that, or we think many times to serve the Lord we must do something, but here it says our reasonable service is to offer ourselves up to.God.
所以我们在说奉献的生活的起点不是做，乃是为怎么活。
So we repeat again that to serve the Lord is not to work, but how we live.
合理的侍奉，有些翻译我们知道是指着属灵的敬拜。
Many times reasonable service is also translated as spiritual worship.
所以怎么样能够真正的有一个属灵的敬拜呢？是从把身体献上开始。
So how do we have a true spiritual worship? And it's to offer our bodies up to the Lord.
当我们这样献上的时候，你看就发生了一件事情。
So we see that when we offer ourselves up, this first thing happens.
他就说了，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化。
It says, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind.
你知道这个世界有一个很大的影响力。
This world is very persuasive.
我们很容易受世界的影响，跟着世界的潮流而去。
And we are easily persuaded by this world, and we fall to
worst trend. 但是呢，奉献的生活带下来的乃是心意更新而变化。
But the life of consecration transforms and renews our mind.
这时候我们对整个世界，对许多事物的价值观就改变了。
So this changes our sense of value.
我们就知道可以去查验什么是神的善良、纯全和喜悦的旨意。
So we understand how to distinguish between.
第二节。
Oh. What is good and acceptable and perfect of the will of God.
所以你看见正确的过奉献的生活呢，你就能够开始明白神的旨意。
So living true life of consecration allows us to realize what is God's will.
只有明白神的旨意呢，我们的侍奉才能合神的心意。
So understanding God's will can then bring true service.
所以如果我们没有这样子把身体献上，我们的侍奉常常是侍奉自己。
So if we don't offer ourselves up to God, then our service is for ourselves.
所以我们现在要用一段旧约的话，我们来学习怎么样过一个奉献的生活。
So we will look at a few passages in the Old Testament to understand what it is to live a life of consecration.
我们翻开旧约的民数记第六章。
May we open our Bibles to Numbers chapter 6?
民数记第六章。
Numbers chapter 6.
旧约前面第四卷
Numbers
民数记
Chapter
6
民数记第六章
Numbers Chapter
6他这里说耶和华对摩西说你晓谕以色列人说无论男女许了特别的愿就是拿细耳人的愿要离俗归耶和华
Verse 2, speak to the children of Israel and say to them, when either a man or woman consecrates an offering to take the vow of a Nazarite to separate himself to the Lord.
我们知道在旧约的时候神原来的心意是要整个以色列人做祭司的国度。
We understand that in the Old Testament, God wanted all of Israel to become the kingdom of priesthood.
换句话说每一个以色列人每一个神的百姓呢都应该来侍奉神。
In other words, all of Israel must serve the Lord.
但是我们知道后来以色列人失败了，他们拜了金牛犊。
But we understand that Israel had failed and had worshipped the golden calf.
结果呢，利未支派呢就代替了整个以色列支派，他们只有他们可以来侍奉神。
Therefore, the Levites took over, and only they could serve the Lord.
所以今天如果你不是利未支派，你想要侍奉神都不行。
So if you were not if you were not a Levite, you could not serve the Lord.
但是出于神的爱，出于神的恩典呢，他好像给我们另外开了一条路。
But out of God's love and His grace, He gave us another way.
他说任何的支派，啊，而且你不分男女，只要你心里面出于爱神，啊，你可以取一种愿，叫做拿细耳人的愿。
He said that either a man or woman, if you would like to serve the Lord, you can make a vow of the Nazarite.
这个拿细耳的愿呢，就是说你要把自己从许多事情上分别出来，来归给神。
This vow of the Nazarite tells us that you must separate yourselves from many things to become the Lord.
而且呢，你必须。就是说你可以自己选择一段时间可能三个月可是一年你要遵守一些事情
and you can tell him the amount of time that you want to spend whether it's 3 months or a year that you want to take this vow
如果你许了这个愿的时候呢你要特别注意三件事情
so when you make this vow you must note three things
而且这三件事情都不是要你去做什么而是叫你不要做什么
And these three things do not tell you to do something, but it tells you not to do something.
所以不是工作的问题。
So it has nothing to do with work.
那第一件事情呢？他说你要远离清酒、浓酒，也不可喝。就什么清酒啊、浓酒都不能喝，包括一切的葡萄制品都不可以吃。
So the first thing is that you must separate yourself from wine and similar drink, and you must have no product of grapes.
所以拿细耳人的愿第一件事情呢就是你不能够吃或者喝任何跟葡萄有关的食物。
So the first thing for the vow of the Nazarite is that you must not eat or drink anything from the product of grapes.
我们知道在圣经里面酒是特别能够带给我们欢乐的。
We understand from the Bible that wine brings us pleasure.
但这里提到呢，他说你不可以碰这些东西呢，就说出了你不可以从这个从属灵的意思来讲，不可以从这个世界得到享乐。
So from these verses, it tells us that we must separate ourselves from the pleasures of this world.
因为这世界上的欢乐呢，它背后的根源呢，乃是罪。
Because the pleasures of this world only bring us sin.
所以在这里的拿细耳人因着爱主的缘故呢，他们愿意在这段时间呢放弃这些东西。
So the vow of the Nazarite allows us to, and when we make this vow, allows us to let go of these things.
我们知道从这世界来的就包括了肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲跟今生的骄傲。
And we understand that pleasures of the world brings us the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life.
为什么他们要这样做
？Why do they do this?
因为我们的主曾经说过，他是真葡萄树。
Because the Lord tells us that He is the true vine.
换句话说呢，这个拿细耳人呢，因着爱主的缘故呢，他愿意单单的从主这里得喜乐。
In other words, the vow of the Nazarite, we must solely depend on the pleasure of the Lord and not of any other pleasure.
所以主是他唯一喜乐的原因。
So God is the one pleasure that we have.
为了帮助我们更了解这一段话的意思呢，我们要看另外一处圣经。
To explain this further, we must look at another verse.
就是利未记第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10.
就民数记前面这一卷书啊。利未记第十章。
Leviticus chapter 10 before Numbers.
在这里发生了一件很重要的事情。
Something very important happened here.
我们知道那时候大祭司是亚伦。
We know that at this time the high priest is Aaron.
亚伦的两个儿子，他是做祭司的呢，他们犯了一个错误。
Aaron's two sons had made a grave mistake.
他们在这里侍奉神。
They were priests that served the Lord.
但是呢，他们却用了燔火来献祭。
But they had used strange fire to make a sacrifice.
什么叫做燔火？
What is a strange fire?
就是不是从祭坛上打的火。
A strange fire is not a fire that is taken from the altar.
当以色列人他们刚刚把这个会幕建立起来以后。
When the Israelites had first built their tabernacle,
他们第一次献祭的时候呢，当他们把祭物摆在祭坛上的时候，
the first time they made an offering to God and put their sacrifice onto the altar,
火从天上，从神的面前就降下来，烧灭那个祭物。
Fire had come from the heavens to burn the sacrifice they made.
从此祭坛的火呢就没有熄灭过。
And from then on, that fire never diminished.
换句话，这个火是从天上来的。
In other words, this fire came from the heavens.
所以，如果你的火不是从祭坛来的呢，甚至上称为燔火。
So if your fire does not come from the altar, then the Bible says that it is a strange fire.
那为什么亚伦的儿子他们会犯下这个错误呢？
So why did Aaron's sons make such a grave mistake?
如果你读第十章同样的利未记第十章第九节，你就看懂它的原因。
If you read Leviticus chapter 10 verse 9, you will understand this reason.
那边神特别是对亚伦说：“你和你的儿子进会幕的时候，清酒浓酒都不可喝，免得你们死亡。这是要做你们世世代代永远的定律。”
This is specifically spoken to Aaron. Do not drink wine or intoxicating drink, you nor your sons with you.When you go into the tabernacle of meeting, lest you die, it shall be a statute forever throughout your generations.
所以很可能他的儿子们呢，在进会幕的时候喝酒。
So it is very likely that Aaron's sons had been intoxicated before entering the tabernacle.
一个喝酒的生活呢，换句话说，它是与世界没有分别的生活。
A life of intoxication represents that you have not separated yourself from the world.
如果你与世界没有分别呢，你在侍奉的时候，你就很容易把世界的方法拿来侍奉神。
So if you do not separate yourself from the world, it is very easy for you to bring worldly ways to serve God.
这个叫做燔火。
And this is called a strange fire.
所以什么时候我们靠着肉体的热心世界的方法来侍奉神的时候呢，神看这是燔火。
So if we do things according to the flesh and we use our worldly ways, then this is considered a strange fire.
这是不讨神喜悦的。
This does not please the Lord.
这就是为什么刚刚说的侍奉一开始不是为神要做什么。
So this is why we say in the beginning when you serve, it is not to work.
而是把身体献上。
But it is to offer your bodies up to God.
因为只有这样子呢，你才能够献上祭坛上的火。
Because only through this way can you offer up the fire from the altar.
所以当他们被烧死的时候，人把他抬出去的时候，就发觉了，他们把他衣服穿好。
And when Aaron's sons had died, they had to cover their bodies with clothes.
为什么？因为很可能他们那时候赤身露体。
Because most likely they were not properly dressed.
所以，如果我们与世界没有分别，我们来侍奉神呢，常常会显出我们的羞耻。
So if we serve Lord through worldly ways, oftentimes it brings us our shame, or it brings out our shame.
而且他这边也告诉我们，如果我们进会幕的时候不喝清酒、浓酒的话呢，我们才能够分别什么是圣的，什么是俗的，什么是洁净的，什么是不洁净的。
So if we don't drink wine, we learn how to separate ourselves from the world, and
we can distinguish
between what is holy and unholy,
还有 clean
and what is clean and unclean.
所以这边特别要求进会幕你不能喝酒。
So it says specifically here that you must not drink wine before you enter the tabernacle.
但是拿细耳人的要求更高。
But the standards of the Nazarite are much higher.
他是不管你是不是进会幕，你即使不进会幕，在日常生活中呢，你也不能喝酒。
It doesn't matter whether or not you are entering the tabernacle, you must not have wine at all times.
这常常是我们的问题。
And this often is our problem.
因为我们在人的面前，我们很多事情不做，但是我们在人的背后，我们做了很多事情。
Because in front of people, we may not do certain things, but behind their backs, we will do certain things.
所以不知不觉呢，在人的面前，我们就显出来了。
So eventually, these things will surface.
所以神对祭司的要求只是说，你进会幕不能喝酒。
So God requests the priests that they must not drink wine before they enter the tabernacle.
这是律法的要求。
And this request is out of law.
但是出于爱的要求，拿细人做得更好。
But out of love, the Nazarite can do much better.
好，拿细耳人第二个情形，第二个要求呢，就是说不可以用剃头刀剃头，要由发绺长长了，一直到他的日期满了为止。
So the second part of a Nazarite vow is that he must not shave his head, and you must let your hair grow.
意思就是说，他不打扮，不美化自己。
In other words, you must not beautify yourself.
他蒙头，他顺服。
You must cover your head in obedience.
他舍己，他背十字架。
You must deny yourself and you must carry your own cross.
他不求自己的意思，他单单求主的意思。
Do not pursue or seek your own will, but God's will.
因为对一个人来讲，留了长头发这是他的羞耻。
Because to leave your hair long, that is your shame.
他愿意呢？单单寻求主的意思，他不寻求自己的意思。
He's willing to solely seek the will of the Lord and not his own will.
第三件事情他讲到就是不可以摸死尸，连他的父母或者弟兄姐妹死了都不可以碰。
And the third thing is a Nazarite must not touch a dead body, whether it is a brother, a sister, or a mother or a father.
那根据利未记告诉我们嘛。一个祭司在侍奉神的时候呢，他是不能碰尸体的。
In Leviticus, it tells us that when a priest is serving, he must not touch the body of the dead.
但是呢，对于他的父母或自己的兄弟姐妹呢，他可以碰。
But if it is of a relative, then he may touch the dead body.
但是对于大祭司的要求就非常高了。
But the high priest has much higher standards.
大祭司呢，他连他的父母或者家里的兄弟姐妹死了呢，他在服侍的时候都不能碰。
During the service of a high priest, he must not touch the dead of anyone, including his family members.
我们知道尸体在旧约里面是特别讲到我们的肉体说的。
We understand that in the Old Testament, when it speaks of a dead body, it speaks of our flesh.
因为圣经上告诉我们，体贴肉体的就是死。
Because if we abide to our flesh, then we are dead.
所以呢，我们不能够按着肉体来行事。
So we must not
follow
according to our flesh.
我们应该按着圣灵的引导来行事。
We must use the guidance of the Spirit to walk.
所以在这里你看见呢，拿细人的要求跟大祭司的要求是一样高。
So we see here that the vow of a Nazarite and the standard of a high priest are the same.
你看大祭司或者祭司呢，他在那边服侍神。
A high priest and a priest are there to serve the Lord.
但是拿细人似乎他们不在，没有在服侍神。
but during the vow of the Nazarite, you are not there to serve the Lord.
但是呢，神的要求，你看，跟大祭司一样那么高。
But his expectations are the same as a high priest.
所以难怪啊，在希伯来的原文里面，大祭司这个字根和拿细人的字根是同一个字根。
So no wonder that the root word of Hebrew, or the Hebrew root word of priest and the
high priest,
the high priest,
他的冠冕，大祭司的冠冕
，and the or the
turban
of the high priest is the same root word as the word Nazarite.
就大祭司的冠冕啊，跟拿细人这个字根是一样的。
So the same root word for Nazarite is the same root word for the turban of the high priest.
这说出了什么呢
？What does it say here？
虽然外面来看，拿细耳人好像没有在那边服侍神。
Although on the outside, a Nazarite is not serving the Lord.
但是他们却是为神而活。
But they are living for the Lord.
所以神把大祭司的尊荣给了他们。
So they receive the glory of a high priest.
所以当拿细耳人他们时间满了以后。
So when their time has come and their vow is over,
他们要献很多的祭
They must make many offerings,
包括了燔祭
including the burnt offering,
赎罪祭
sin offering,
还有素祭
grain offering,
还有奠祭就是酒祭 drink
offering.
当他们献的时候呢，他们还要献一样东西
And when they make this offering, they must also make this other offering.
就是他们把他们的头发是这个时候就剪下来，跟平安祭的火一起献给烧献给神。
They must cut off their hair and put it in with the peace offering and burn it on the altar.
你知道祭坛上你不能随便放祭物的。
You cannot put anything on an altar.
只有少数的那些祭物呢是可以放的。
There are only a few things that you.Make place on an altar.
因为这些祭物是代表我们的主的。
Because this altar represents our God.
因为只有我们的主，啊，他能够蒙神的喜悦。
Because only
Lord.
Our Lord can
please God. 但是呢，在这里你看见，我们拿细人的头发可以放在祭坛上一起献给神。
But here we see that the hair of a Nazarite can be placed.On the altar.
所以在这里看见神何等看重拿细耳人在他面前的这个愿。
So here we see that God greatly values this vow of the Nazarite.
所以一个过拿细耳的生活呢，不是损失，乃是极大的得着。
So living the life of a living the vow of the Nazarite is not a great loss, but is a great gain.
然后，如果你读到继续读下去了，你会发现啊，就当拿细耳人他们这个时期，他这个愿的时期过了以后呢，他们可以喝酒了。
So after the time that the vow of the Nazarite is made, they can begin to drink wine.
那这代表什么意思
？So what does this represent?
如果你读马太福音26章啊，你就会明白他的意思。
If we read Matthew chapter 26, we will understand this meaning.
马太福音26章26到29节。
So Matthew 26 verses 26 to 29.
马太福音二十六章二十六到二十九节。
Matthew 26 verses 26 to 29.
他那边特别提到就是最后晚餐的时候。
So it mentions here this is the Last Supper.
他我们的主把饼擘开递给门徒吃，他说这是我的身体，又把杯举起来递给他们喝，那这是我立约的血，为多人流出来。但是他告诉我们一件事，29节，但我告诉你们，从今以后我不再喝这葡萄汁，直到我在我父的国里与你们喝新的那日子。
In verse 26 it says, And as they were eating, Jesus took bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to the disciples, and said, Take, eat, this is my body. And in verse 29, Jesus says, But I say to you, I will not drink of this fruit of the vine from now on until the day when I drink it new with you in my Father's kingdom.
所以今天我们的一生在地上应该都是过着这个拿细人的生活。
So now our whole lives should be dedicated to this vow of the Nazarite.
到有一天， 我们在国度里面呢，要跟主一同喝酒。
Until one day we enter the kingdom of God and we drink wine with Him.
换句话说，在国度里面，我要跟他一同喜乐。
In other words, we will be in the kingdom of God and we will celebrate with Him.
而且很奇妙的就是在民数记第六章讲完拿细耳人之后呢，你发现了有一件事情。
So in Numbers chapter 6, something else happened.
就当提完了拿细耳人之后呢，神马上说呢，他要祝福以色列。
After he speaks of the Nazarites, he brings up the blessing that he will give to the Israelites.
所以弟兄姊妹，什么时候有人愿意过拿细耳人的生活呢？那神的祝福就降下来了。
So any time you want to live the vow of a Nazarite, God's blessing will come down to you.
所以他的祝福呢，就从24节到26节有三样的祝福。
So there are three blessings in Numbers 6:24-26.
他说：“愿耶和华赐福给你，保护你；愿耶和华使他的脸光照你，赐恩给你；愿耶和华向你扬脸，赐你平安。”
24. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine upon you and be gracious to you.The Lord lift up His countenance upon you and give you peace.
你知道我们的神是乐意赐恩典的神。
Our God would freely give us blessings.
但很多时候为什么好像我们看不到太多神的恩典呢？
But many times we do not see any of these blessings.
神盼望我们中当中有拿细耳人起来。
Because God is waiting in hopes that one of us will live this vow of the Nazarite.
不是为他做些什么，乃是为他活。
Not that you are doing anything or working, but that you are living for God.
这样的神那丰富的恩典就倾倒下来。
Therefore, God's gracious blessing can come to you.
这里的三个恩典用新约的话来解释。
And these three blessings are translated in the New Testament.
就是哥林多后书13章14节所说的话。
It's in 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 14.
愿主耶稣的恩惠、神的慈爱、圣灵的感动和圣灵的交通能够常与你们同在。
Verse 14, the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.
这就是神的恩典。
This is the grace of God.
不但包括了主的恩典，还有神的慈爱，还有圣灵的交通。
So not only the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, but the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit.
当这些临到教会的时候，你知道发生什么事吗？
And when this comes to the church, do you know what happens?
就是罗马书12章后面的那一段话。
This is the end of Romans chapter 12.
所以我们来看一下罗马书12章。
So let us look at Romans chapter 12.
从第三节到末了。
So from verses 3-8
到末了。
是
的。但是我们没有时间看，所以我们只看第六节到第八节。
Because of time, we'll only look at verses 6-8.
他按我们所得的恩赐各有不同，所以这里给我们看见呢，现在因着有人愿意把自己完全奉献呢，神在我们身上就显出他的恩赐来了。他说按我们所得的恩赐各有不同呢，就有的人就能够说预言。他就要照着信心的程度说预言，或做执事就当专一执事，或做教导的就当专一教导，或做劝化的就当专一劝化，施舍的就当诚实，治理的就当殷勤，连续的就当甘心。
So we see here that because of this vow, many of these blessings will be donned on us. Verse 6, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them.If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Or ministry, let us use it in our ministering. He who teaches, in teaching. He who exhorts, in exhortation. He who gives, with liberality. He who leads, with diligence. He who shows mercy, with cheerfulness.
所以你看见前面，我是讲到把身体献上，代价的结果呢，就是彼此的供应。
So in the beginning, we learn to offer our bodies up to the Lord. And at the end,
我们就彼此能够服侍。
We can now serve each other.
彰显神的祝福。
And
manifest
His blessing.
十二章所讲的基本上是一个 local church, 地方的教会。
In Romans chapter 12, 12, it's specifically mentioned that this is for a local church.
但神的祝福也临到这个宇宙的教会。
But God also gives blessings to His universal church.
我们看一节圣经，哥林多前书十二章。
Let us look at 1 Corinthians chapter 12.
哥林多前书十二章二十八节。
1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 28.
二十八节啊。
28, verse 28.
神在教会所设立的，第一是使徒，第二是先知，第三是教师，其次是行异能的，再其次是得恩赐医病的，帮助人的治理的，说方言的。
Verse 28, and God has appointed these in the church, first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, after that miracles, then gifts of healing, helps, administrations, variety of tongues.
所以你看神的祝福，因着拿细人的起来，他祝福这地方的教会，他也祝福整个宇宙的教会。
So we see here that the blessings of the Lord, because of the Nazarite vow, come not only to our local church, but our universal church.
所以带下来的呢，就是真实的侍奉。
So what this brings is true service.
所以从身体献上当做活祭这件事情开始。
So giving ourselves up as a living sacrifice is our start.
就带下了圣洁的生活。
This brings a holy life.
带下了神的喜悦。
It brings a pleasure to the Lord.
带下了合理的侍奉。
And it brings true service.
带下了属灵的敬拜。
And spiritual worship.
明白神的心意。
And the understanding of God's will.
神的祝福在我们当中。
May the blessings of the Lord be upon us.
我们低头一起祷告。
Let us pray.
主，我们实在感谢你，把你自己的话这样陈明在我们的面前。主，愿我们真是能够摸着你的心意。主，让我们懂得怎么样来为你活，而不是先急着为你怎么做。主，让我们真是因着心思的变化，能够明白你纯全善良可喜悦的旨意，让我们真是能够脱离这个世界各样的引诱，让我们能够从我们自己肉体中分别出来，让我们能够单单的舍己背十字架来跟随你，伏在主你自己大能的权下，就带下主你极大的祝福，而且我们彼此能够服侍，彼此能够供应，好把荣耀和赞美能够归给你。主啊，愿你的心意能够在这个地方能够被彰显出来，愿人看见，我们就说神真是在你们的当中。主，愿我们因着你的话不轻易过去，我们愿意把自己重新的献上，如同活祭摆在你的面前，愿你心意得到满足。听我们的祷告，奉主耶稣基督的名，阿门。